to the ageturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Getz reveals two more steps we must take in order to do the work of an evangelist and be the overcomers in this age.
Today we want to continue from the last time when we were fellowshipping about the trained way, the way that has been given to us by and through the ministry of Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Witness Lee on how to do the work of an evangelist. We fellowshipped in the past how this age requires it. The situation needs it. This will preserve us and keep us, and it'll keep us fresh. But we have to put our gospel shoes on, and we have to become active in the gospel to do business while the Lord is coming. And so we've been seeking the Lord how to do business and how to be active. And the Lord showed us that we have to do the work of an evangelist. So we asked, how do we do that? And then we realized that in the ministry of our brothers, there is clear leading, definite leading on how to do the work of an evangelist. And we pointed out that we have four main points, four steps that we want to take. And these are very subjective steps and require a great deal of exercise. And so I'm asking you to write these down and begin practicing them every day. The first step is from Revelation chapter 2 in the Lord's word to the church in Ephesus when he says that I have something against you, that you have left your first love. And he tells them to repent and do their first works. But if not, I'm about to remove the lampstand from their midst. You see, the Lord was very concerned that the church in Ephesus was losing their first love for the Lord. This means that even though they were so proper as a proper church, they had lost the one thing that qualified them to be the bride, and that was their absolute love for the Lord. That means they loved other things first. Other things had come in to be their first love. Let me ask you, is the Lord first? Do we love him above all things? Is he really the first? And can we say, Lord Jesus, I love you best. I love you with my first love. I love you with my best love. Young people, we need to say this again and again. Lord Jesus, I love you. I love you. And Brother Lee pointed out to us that the trained way to do the work of an evangelist is number one, to be stirred up in our first love for the Lord through repenting prayers. That means we admit and confess and acknowledge that other things have come in. And then the second step, we have to make a thorough confession to the Lord. And this is where we left off last week, that this thorough confession has to be starting with these three enemies. Number one, we have to confess our deadness. You know, for sure, we need to confess our sinfulness. And sometimes while we're laying in bed at night, we may not be able to think of any real sinful things that we've done. But you know what? Every one of us is dealing with, and that is our deadness. We have allowed things to deaden us and to quench our love for the Lord. You know, in Revelation chapter 3, to the church in Sardis, he says in verse 1, and to the messenger of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you're living, and yet you are dead. Brother Lee pointed out to us that deadness is much more defiling than sin. On a scale, deadness is by far more defiling than sin and much more hated by God than sinfulness. And while we may be focused on our mistakes and our sins, our real condition may be one of deadness and how we need to repent, make a thorough confession of our deadness. And through the seven churches in Asia in Revelation 2 and 3, we realize how Sardis has become a church that has a name that they're living and yet are dead. And it's because they secretly follow the world and they have married themselves to the world. And young people, all of our contact with the world, our involvement with the world is really part of Satan's strategy to kill us, to kill our function, and to deaden us. Even walking on the dusty earth causes our feet to be dusty and for us to be deadened. This is why when we come to the meetings, we may not even have some feeling that we've sinned or we've done anything wrong, but just being in an age, being in the world, being in our schools, we became dead. This is the first thing. We must have a thorough confession to the Lord. Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so dead. I'm so dead. I'm so sorry. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it tells us, do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. So this is the first thing that we need to make a thorough confession to the Lord about. I hope you would take some time to set aside 15 or 20 minutes to just pray over this. Lord, my deadness. Lord, my deadness. And then the second thing is our lukewarmness. And you know the lukewarmness is the lukewarmness in Laodicea. And in the church in Laodicea, in chapter 3, it tells us that they are proud, that they're increased with good and have need of nothing. And they do not know that they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And this is a condition of being self-deceived. This is a condition where you think you're okay, but actually you're lukewarm. You're not hot. Can you honestly say that you're burning? You're burning for the Lord? You're not cold. You love the Lord. At least you love him a little bit. You're not cold, but are you burning? You know, the verse in Romans chapter 12, verse 11, it says, do not be slothful in zeal. In our zeal for the Lord, we cannot be lazy. That means we have to exercise. But be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. And in Revelation chapter 3, he tells the church in Laodicea that they have to repent and become exceedingly hot, exceedingly burning. You have to get on fire. Young people, this is a fellowship to you. Now we cannot be lukewarm. If we're lukewarm in today's age, we're going to get swallowed up by the age. We have to be on fire. We have to be extremely hot. And so we have to confess to the Lord our lukewarmness. You know where lukewarmness comes from? It comes from our opinions. It comes from ourself, loving ourself, seeking ourself, always having something to say from ourself, speaking out from ourself. This is really what cools us down. We need to repent to the Lord of our lukewarmness. Maybe our prayer will be, Lord, save me from my lukewarmness. Burn me, Lord. Oh, burn me, Lord. Don't let me stay this way. Lord, come and shine on me. Shine on me as a great light. Shine on me, Lord. Do not allow me to remain in a lukewarm condition. Lord Jesus, burn me. Burn me, Lord. Okay, now we come to the third point. The third step is to enter into close, intimate fellowship with the Lord and with some companions. You know, I'm not going to labor on this because Brother Ricky spent a number of weeks on fellowship with the Lord. And his fellowship is so good and so practical and so helpful. And I would just like to encourage us all that this is our starting point. After we love the Lord, after we've made our repenting prayers and we've had a thorough confession to the Lord, now we need to spend time to fellowship with him about being a seed of the gospel, about doing business, about being an evangelist or doing the work of an evangelist, and about bearing remaining fruit, praying for our names, enter into a fellowship with the Lord. But not only that, we need to enter into a close fellowship with some companions. We have to demand, ask the Lord, and even demand of the Lord to give us some companions in the church life with whom we could pray, some we could fellowship with, some we could pray with, some that we could open up this to, some of the things that the Lord has been showing us, we can tell them and we could testify to them, and then we can ask them to pray with us, to pray over our names together. Young people, you've got to do this. We're not here by ourselves. We can never make it by ourselves. We need those companions. And those companions may not be your age. You have to look around. The Lord may lead you to one of your parents, one of your older brothers or sisters, or a college student in the church life, or a couple in your home meeting, or someone that you know. You've got to open up your eyes and look around. Do not always expect that the companions the Lord will give you are going to be your age. Maybe it'll be someone younger than you, someone that you could have a positive influence on. This is the third thing. You've got to enter into some intimate fellowship. Fellowship with the Lord. Fellowship with some companions. Even make this regular, once a week. Maybe regularly get together, either on the phone, on Skype, if they're far away, which is possible, or in your home meeting, wherever you've got to do this. This is the trained way. This is the way that we could carry out the work of an evangelist. And finally, the last point is that when you get to this point, now it's time to give the Lord a fresh and up-to-date and absolute consecration to Him. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm not going to let you go. I give myself to you absolutely. I give myself to you in a definite way to be a fruit-bearing branch in the vine tree, in the church life. I give myself to you for this. I consecrate myself to you for this, and make a definite resolution before the Lord to be such a branch bearing fruit in the vine tree. Please take these steps. Stir up your first love through repenting prayers. Make a thorough confession to the Lord. Enter into thorough fellowship with the Lord and with some companions. And point four, consecrate yourself to the Lord in a thorough, absolute, and definite way. And in the future, we'll cover more matters, more steps. And so that's all for today. Please visit our website at ageturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.